We think of the action plan as being the to-do list for rolling out the comprehensive behavior plan in one's classroom. Think of it as the components of a task analysis. As you're completing this task analysis, what are all of those things that you need to do in order to make this plan happen? First, it's important that you give the plan a chance to work. Your students are going to test you at every interval. Remember, be consistent throughout the plan. Second, reteach the management plan at regular intervals. This is important if you want the students to remember all of the elements of the behavior plan. Third, directly teach the plan to new students. Many of us work in environments where there's a high degree of students transferring in and out of the building. New students coming in don't necessarily know the plan, and that plan needs to be taught to those students. Fourth, share the plan with others. Make sure that the administrators in the building know the plan. Prepare a way for a substitute teacher to implement the plan. Be sure that related service personnel are aware of the plan and that they can share in administering the plan. Finally, show the positive side of the plan to parents. Parents enjoy knowing that their children are being recognized for appropriate behavior while they're at school. As you have found, comprehensive behavior management takes time and effort. The important lesson here is that this can be done, and our classrooms can be responsive to all children.